Before you, that we are nothing. You are everything to us, O God, for saving our soul when we were lost, for saving our life when we were in accident, Lord, for being our very present help in a time of trouble. We say thank you, eternal Father. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for sending help, Lord, when we needed it the most, O God. You are more than we can explain, O God. You are everything to us, O God. Where we would have thought, oh, it will come this way, it will come this way. But you have your perfect plan. Lord, we just say thank you. accept our thanksgiving tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come together as your people, O God, to come and fellowship, O God, with one another and fellowship with you, Lord. We pray, Father, that you accept our worship, O God. Thank you for the songs of Zion. Thank you for the offering, every aspect that has gone, O God, to bless your worthy name. We pray that they be accepted, O God. We just lay ourselves before you, that if there be anything between us and you, Lord, may your mercy atone for us, O God. Cleanse us, wash us, O God. Destroy every power of the enemy, O God. Glorify yourself in our life, O God. Please, Father, send down your blessing, O God. Lord, as we look upon to you, we pray in the same, O God, for others, O God, that are gathered in like manner across the world, across the nation. We pray, Father, that you also bless them, O God. Be with Baba the Evangelist. Be with our dear brother, Brother Umeh Abakatari, O God. Bless their meeting, Father. Bless the reading of your word as we read, O God. Give us, O Father, the blessings from me. When the hour of prayer will come, Almighty God, inspire us to pray. Because that's why we have come, Father. Blessed be your name. We ask all these things with faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Let's turn our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Thank you for your patience. 1 Samuel chapter 7, and we read from verse 1. Down. God bless you. I read, it says, and the men of Kijab Jehim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the Eel, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kijab Jehim that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel being a prophet, spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your heart, and you put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and you prepare your heart unto the Lord, and you serve him only, he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. I just want you to be spiritual and put yourself in that picture. Whatever battle you are going through, the same way God fights for these people, that's the way he's going to fight for you. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth. See, we've been singing that song, trust and obey. That's all that God requires from us. If we are willing and obedient, he said, we will do what? We eat the good of the land. Amen. Now they obey the instruction of Prophet Samuel. Let's see what the Lord did. He says, Samuel said, verse 5, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day. So for those of us that do not believe in fasting, there are reasons why we fast. Amen. There are reasons why we fast. Let me just put it there. And said, we have sinned against the Lord, and Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, they know better. The lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us. But these were the people that were serving idol. That if we save us out of the hand of the Philistines, they should learn better in the time of Samson. They did not. And Samuel took a sucking lamb. Hallelujah. I'm sorry that I'm keeping you standing. Samuel took a sucking lamb. You have to do something that God will honor. It's just now I should take a child that is 2 months and kill that child. Something has happened. So we want to call God on the scene. We need to do something that will shake God. That will know, God will know we are serious. So Samuel took a stalking lamb. Why didn't he take a mature one? He took a stalking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried. After he did that, he cried unto the Lord for Israel. And the Lord did what? Because blood has gone down. Anytime God see blood, he will hear. And I tell you tonight, that blood is fresh. It just, if you can recognize it, I call. And Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, and the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines. This was different the way he fight for them when Samson was alive. And it discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines. Because God had done something. And smote them until they came under where? Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone. Amen. As a memorial. And he set it between Mizpah and Shechem. And called the name of it Ebenezer. Say, hitherto had the Lord helped us. We can please be seated. God bless you. The Lord help you when you get to your home. You can read the rest of it. Our text tonight is Ebenezer. Ebenezer. He said, I just been in that thought, but I'm just thinking, God help me, God help me. I will go to take the sermon. And I will not, you know, following the sequence of the preaching and see how God has been helping us. Look at the way the inspiration God has been giving to his servant. And I just looked at where God loves us so much. Amen. He loves us so much in this church, honestly, I must tell you. He loves us so much that sometimes the way he just inspires his servant, I bring something. When he's bringing those things, he has a purpose. Amen. And it's for our good. And if you are in the spirit, you just watch the way the service went on Sunday, you just see that God was trying to drive to something. But it is them that he comes for. You know, that's what I just look. It is those that God comes for that will always catch it. May God help us. Now, the associate pastor has been through a message, but I don't know how many of us have been still fellowshipping on that. If you have even maybe forgotten, but the thought should not leave you. There's some sermon that the touch you. If he leaves you, go back to your study. If you are the one that used to judge, or if you are not the one that is judged, thank God there is recording. Go back and play it. It will sound different. It will help you maybe in that hour when you are in trouble. Hey. The text tonight, as we say, is Ebenezer. And I'm just looking. We call our children Ebenezer. Is that not so? We do so many things. And I'll say, why? And I check what is the meaning of that name, Ebenezer. So we call it Ebenezer, a stone of Eb. Amen. Now I begin to consider, why is it that the children of Israel, Hebrews, and you see these people, the Jews, they like to have memorial. You remember Jacob when he was in his trial and he had played for one night with his brother. But God was in it. At the time I come for him to go back home, he remember all of his wayo and say, God, except you help me, Esau will kill me. Then he stopped at a place and slept. As he slept, God gave him a stone. He had for a pillow a stone. On that stone, when he began to sleep, he dreamt and he saw ladder. Then, when he came out of that dream, he said, God is in this place. Then he got that stone, Bethel, carried the stone, and set it as a memorial. Amen. Not only Jacob, read several of them. You remember that lady that stayed with Abraham? When Sarah drove her, that go out of the house, because the child of the bondwoman cannot be here with my own child that is free. As she went, and she got to a way, and she was crying, they call it Bella-Hara. Right? They always have those things for a memorial. And if you go to Israel, I've not been there. But from the account that they give, they like to keep memorial, just as we also do in Nigeria, but we don't have so much of those things. Things that are very spectacular, maybe something that happened that day, you set something there so that generations that will come, even though if it's 10 years after, like a good one, I was with some man. The man is well advanced in age, is in the abroad. So I was with him for a couple days. And while we were driving around Cocoa House, he was just telling me, he said, my friend, look at that building. He said, that building is Cocoa Money. And I look at it, I begin with it. He said, do you know how many years? 1930-something. And I sat. I said, so, sir, you were in Ibadan, 1930. I begin to think, how will Ibadan look like that time? Then he took me to a Methodist school. He said, this is the school I finished from. I look at the man, look at my friend. Just say you are just starting. You see, those people set those things for memorial. You go to Akwata now, you look at the boys' high school. There is a boy with uniform. It's a memorial. You go to the school principal there, you set it, they have monuments. Those things are not for fun. It's memorial. Those things are telling story. You go to Ilefe, they have many of those pictures and things. But all those ones are not our concern. Our concern is this place that we read. When the children of Israel, they went away from serving God and they were serving idols. And Baba said that is the problem of man. You read that account. This was even, maybe it happened before the time of Samson. But you know the way the Bible is written. But let's look at when they were at the Red Sea. With the great and mighty things God did for them in Egypt, and he brought them out with a strong hand, as he promised. That alone should make them to know that the God they are serving is a mighty God. But you know, Brother said, people, even me, when we get very fine, when we are out of trouble, we will forget to be praying. We will forget to fast. We will forget God. Because why? We have three. As Pastor will say, three is not square. We have four square meals. We eat number one, number two, number three, four times in a day. You eat square every day. Your life is very good. You don't have any pain, no sickness. But let one sickness come. I tell you, you remember God. As the prophet said in the message, my life story. When trouble of life hit him as a young man, Papa said, I knew where my problem started. I listened to man instead of listening to God. We all know it. He listened to his mother-in-law. But Brother said, that was when my trouble of life started. Brother Brown, he was a man that encountered this Ebenezer. Amen. Because why? He was a nobody. Why read his life story? His father was a drunk. His mother, nothing to write on my back. But Brother said, I hardly have clothes on. The first time he would preach, he said he wore a very cloth that was so tattered. With t-shirt and a trouser that was all managing it, maybe hardly a shoe on. And he went to that gathering, though he was under a Baptist pastor that trained him. But he got to this other group, he saw that their own kind of religiosity was different. But Pastor, I loved it. Then I stayed. Then they were saying, all the ministers, come on. All the ministers, he looked and said, me like this, the way I dress, I'm not qualified to be a minister. Like this, let me say it. So they said, are you not a minister? Then, the following day, they said, we have a young minister. We want that minister to come up. Anybody that knows him, in the audience, tell that man to come up. But Pastor, I knew I was the one. They were coming. How will I come up? With this, my clothes? But Pastor said, there, somebody said to me, physically, said, this place, walking, one shot off a preach. This day, they don't care with the kind of clothes. They are only to preach the word. Baba said, still, he didn't want to come out. He said, the man was saying, please, anybody in the audience, know that youngest preacher, William Brown. Then he said, the man next to him, do you know the man? He said, he looked at the fellow, he said, if I tell lie, and they finally get me. He said, I am the one. But I don't know how to come out. He said, you are the one? He said, no, wait, you do something for me, just let me. Don't expose me. Right there, I believe you can look at the way I'm dressed. I cannot go that way. He said, just go. They don't mind that in the air. Then the man at the pulpit said, anybody has seen the man that one raised up his hand? He's here. But I said, then, they got me up. And that was his first sermon, you know, in a revivalist gathering. He preached. And he was so happy as a young preacher. He went home and told his wife, God bless that service. He was so happy, you know, sharing with his wife the testimony. And I was happy that, okay, maybe we should join that group. The brother said, I went to tell my own parents, and they were okay with it. Then I said, okay, let's go and tell our parents. Then the mother said, will you take my daughter among that bunch of holy rollers? Trash! The brother said, that was when my trouble started. But this was a man who would have qualified him, who could give him the chance to enter pulpit. Somebody that is his clothes there does not qualify him to be in the pulpit. His education, zero. His background, zero. But God gave him that opportunity. Let me jump to that. God gave him that opportunity. He was someone that experienced Ebenezer. But like every other man, he got to a time he failed. May God help us. But God is still God, you know. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of help. But I say, after that failure, of course, he lost his wife. You know the account. He lost his daughter. He lost his father. He lost his brother. It was a hard time for the prophet. If you go and read that life story, you will see it wasn't an easy time. But I say, they are thinking, maybe God just take me also. God, this thing is too much. Maybe God helping us when we have another time. I can read the account so that you get a clear picture. He gave us the account of the experience he had with me, with Hope, his wife, you know, his first wife. And now, you know, she was going and he was praying, God, I don't want this woman to die. And God still took her. The man said, then I understood where I fear God, that I listen to Mama. He said, then Hope told me, the very thing you have been preaching is standing by before me. He said, that Holy Ghost that you are preaching, I have experienced it. What? Proverbs said, have you that? I want to go the same way this woman is going, Lord. Then, you know, all the account that she gave, promised me, which he did. May God help us. Now, Ebenezer. First, the Hebrew word, which means the stone of help. I'll just try to put some things down. And I said, okay, what is it to help? To receive help. To receive help is for you to get an assistance or support. Either from God, are you there? Or man. There are two people that will help you in this life. Is it that God help you? If God don't help you, you are finished. Are you there? If God will help you, you are finished. You're a finished person. Then if God doesn't allow man to help you, I tell you there's no way you can receive help from God. If you look at any man that has been successful, like I will keep pointing. Just look at the life of the prophet. It was somebody that received help and assistance from God. Look at any man physically that have achieved anything in life. There are people that have received help from God or from fellow man. Look at Elon Musk and the rest of them. They will tell you, they themselves, that this thing, God, I was talking to a brother in Malachi 4. I don't want to mention his name, but many people know him. A brother that God has so helped, has so blessed. I said, sir, I want to be like you. The God that helped you, you get to this level, that you go command certain XYZ amount. I don't want to mention it. And you know, go feel and say, come up for your pocket. I said, I want that God to help me. He said, brother, say, if I tell you that I am just like any other man, I know. I said, you are not like any other man. Level past level, sir. If you say, I know myself and I know you, let us not talk like. He said, no, I'm being sincere. I didn't do anything to merit the place I reached today. I look at the man and I said, this is a life of great men. As the prophet said, you look at great people, they are humble. They don't even show it. That's why I would rather receive help from God than to receive help from man. Because if God help you, I tell you, you are best. Best forever. But if man help you, one low against them. He'll say, now me carry a rich way. That was why Abraham tell them one time, hey, I beg, make it now, whatever. So that you will not say, now we Abraham. Now we make them rich. Amen. May God help us. We have come to that one that can give help. Now let us address him in various ways that people consulted him for help. One is this children of Israel that we have read. When they were in battle, Philistine was an enemy. We know that all the while. But like I said, the nature of man, if God help him, he come out from trouble, he forgets God so quick. Now they got to this point that one time they went out and 20,000 people just finished. Because why? The ark of God was taken. And there was a prophet in the land. And they look, okay, what can we do? They consulted the prophet. And the prophet told them, this is where your trouble is. You people should throw all this gold, Astaroth, you know, and all this nonsense, but throw it away. And come back to the God of Israel. I will pray God, I will pray you people to God. You people should just come. Make me so the place. I will kill a sacrifice. I will offer it to God. And I will pray God and God will hear. Can you see the confidence that that man has? It shows that it's somebody that has experienced God. Did God not answer? Of course, he answered them. Amen. Now let's look at another place in the Bible. It's a very familiar one that you know every one of us. That borrowed axe. I think it's the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. A brother can flash it. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1. These sons of the prophet, they dwell with Elisha. Elisha was also a prophet. And you know, they were with him and they got to this place. And when they got to the place where the prophet was, they were communing with Elisha. And they said, behold now the place where we dwell, just verse 1, please. Where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam. And let us make for us a place there. Which is another thing, I don't want to go there. Where we may dwell. And he answered Elisha, say, you go. And one of them said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And Elisha said, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, Satan is wicked. God has his plan. You have your plan. Satan, girl, he has his plan for you. We don't know tomorrow, but God knows tomorrow. And that is the confidence that we have, that the one that owns tomorrow is the one that is holding my life. I was sharing with a brother when I was in one terrible accident. If you ask me today, how am I alive? It's just God. That's why I sang that song. He's the one that saved our life when we were in an accident. You know, Brother said, when you say that almost, oh, good year, that good year is God. When you would have been in trouble, as the prophet said, it was a serious financial trouble. And Brother, look, they will come and carry everything. There was a time they packed the chair of the prophet so that you don't think whatever you are going through, maybe I see. I'm telling you, for the Bible experience, the carrying chair come up. Like to God. He cried to somebody. At least for the Bible must cry to somebody, right? If he cried to a fellow man, if God does not help that man to help him, he can't receive him. He cried to God when he was in a dark case. Like any businessman can be in, even personal, individual. If government gets so hard on us and they say each one of us should come and start paying income tax, like it happened between Joseph and Mary. Remember, God allowed that one also for a purpose. Joseph, the answer, he went to back to his place. He said, if I stay here, the tax percentage will be too much. But I was finding God. I'm just preaching. But that's our preacher. Because maybe they are looking at my account, they are seeing the way the money is entering. But this money, girl, is not for me. You know the prophet, he opened everything. But the people troubling so bad, I tell you, if you have been with government, you've been with HSC, what? They will tell you, go and meet EFCC. Go and buy EFCC. If EFCC will finish you, jump here with me. They will rip you, apart from the fine you will pay and certain things, they will also collect their personal money. He said, go help you. The prophet was so boxed in that until he had to tell a lie. That's to tell you that man is limited. And he needed the help of God. He said, "Oh, have mercy." He was not pleased to have done that. We all know the story. And I went back and exposed the thing and told the man, "I'm very sorry, I told the lie." But did God not deliver him from the task? He delivered him. Now, if God delivered for Abraham, is it you in that your task condition that God will not deliver? To bow where? Let them stab you. Like I was telling somebody, they knock me. How many? Fine. And I said, where will I see the money? But there's a way God will just help you out. If you are sincere and you maintain your integrity as a Christian, where you are supposed to say truth, you say truth, you know lie. If you mistakenly tell lie, find ways to say, "I'm very sorry, I told a lie in this place." Yes, the thing might cost you your reputation. But when you expose the lie, God will help you. Because when you keep that lie, Satan will be standing there and say, "You know you are a Christian." He will now make the thing very tough. Because you will pray, you will not receive the answer. There's an obstacle. So you need to let that obstacle. When you confess that error, come back to God. I tell you, the God that we serve is not a liar. He's the one that said, "Prove me." I tell the God, "I confess everything. Now I need you to help me." God will help you. Is it government? I tell you, they lie. May they give you 50 million. Fine. Come to God. God, have you not listened to the story of Cosmas Maduka? Come to God, don't pray. 50 million will turn to 500,000. You will ask me, how did it happen? It is Ebenezer. It is the God that helps somebody. I'm telling you, God that helped, that having somebody from nothing to somebody. He lifted a man from grass to grace. That's what I'm telling us about. May God help us. No matter what you can be going through, address him as God my help. The book of Psalms, leave this. When you get to your house, you can read it. Now the account there was, when the heart fell into the water, we all know the story. The people cry, "Alas, master." What it is, alas? Alas means help. When you need to cry, as the pastor said, if we need to cry, let us cry. If we need to call God, "Help me." You need to shout, "Help me." When you need to laugh, you will laugh. There's time for everything. When we need to cry, let us cry. Let God know that we are crying. When we need to offer sacrifice, we have people here that have done something that God, this trouble that I'm going through, I am bringing something so that you will do something also for me. Let, I don't want to say anything. Let that expression come to you. Whatever God inspired you to do, that will be like a sacrifice for him to see that you are ready. Your sacrifice must not be money. Your sacrifice can be fasting. God, I know they eat throughout today. You that like food, close yourself that today cannot eat it. Or for somebody, you are always on your phone 24 hours. Like some young people. I got one that put. He said, "He had a problem with the phone. The first concordance." I said, "That's very good." Close your phone. Close social media. Stay with God. Say, that is another form of fasting. Just you want to sweat it out with God. Like Jacob did. Pray and pray. And if prayer is not coming, you just be singing worship song. Open your Bible, be reading. I tell you, it is in those hours that God does something. Now, you say, "Okay, God," you say, "we cannot sacrifice again. Can I give God?" You can do fasting, I say. You can do prayer. You can bring an offering to God. You never, I know people don't like this area, but it is part of the code. I will say it. Yeah, I'm not saying you should give me money. It's God. Bring up, don't you? Okay, pastor is here. I'm also a minister. I will say this. You bring something to God. Don't say that you are giving it to pastor. If you look that way, you will never receive anything from God. I think it's that time we need to tell one another the truth. You say, "God, this is sum of money. I am, like I said, it must be money. If you're a farmer, carry your crop, your first one." We see that they did it in that time. And the God result. If we also do it today, we must get results. But some of us, we don't want to do something and we want to receive something. Can you see? Although, okay, that they're there. Yes, you need to show God, "I am ready. I am prepared. God, now I give you this one." Like Anna did. Are you there now? Anna was barren. And the Bible told us, God shut her womb. Please bear with me. God shut her womb. And she cried.
my God, look at my condition. Look at this woman is molesting me. If you can give me a child, I will loan him back to you. God said, yes, this is what I want. And God collect it. Yeah, yeah, now you are talking. Amen. When God saw that, God opened her womb after that. Amen. You need to do something. God see. You carry it to God. I'm a farmer. I bring this to. I'm a business person. I bring this offering. I never give offering of 10,000. Or even though it's 5 naira, if God sees that it's coming from your heart, maybe you have not given that amount before. 5 naira. Let me use as low as that. I said, God, today I'm dropping this thing. There are people here that have been a testimony. I don't want to call their name. Those that have at least shared personal testimony with me about God. Just that I did like that and I see results. Yes, God is looking at the condition of your heart. You never give tithe before. Say, God, I want to start paying my tithe. I tell you, you have to prove God sometimes. When you know that you are failing him, you know they pay your tithe. Tell him from henceforth, God, I want to pay this tithe. Make us see what you go do. Whether you keep your word, I tell you, God keeps his word. Amen. Okay, God, I've never even tried to pray. Let me sweat out today and pray. I tell you, go away. You must do something. See, here at the altar I am. You mustn't come to church. You can find some place that is very comfortable for you. Lay there and pray. Why do we see the Pentecostal do well? People, somebody was telling me, I carry my car. I'm not telling you to do that. If God will tell you, you're a foolish man. No. Let me balance it. God not tell you to give your car. You have only one car. And you have a wife. And you have a child. You have children. You carry that car. Go and give church. And God did not say you will suffer. So let me balance it. But if it's God that tells you, I tell you, we bless you. We have to take God that way sometimes. I think that's the point I'm going to say. God, I'm proof God. If you look at me, my own life, I can say by the grace of God, thus far, it and to. Every account of my life, I know it is the help of God that I receive. Spiritually, physically, materially, I know it is help. If God does not help me, I can't be where I am today. Myself, I know. Look at all these men. If God does not help pastor, pastor cannot be where he is today. If God does not help my service, I'm calling. If God does not help Sister Georgia, and many of them. Bro, I think we were sharing with some children yesterday. When they were looking at it, he said, oh my. He said, the Bible says, I was one time like you people too. He said, you people are looking at fine car now. And I was just, many memories were going through my mind. We did that to our small children. I take this car, don't take it. I'm taking this car, don't take it. You will get there someday. But it must be the help of God. And that person must do something. So tonight we have come to God. It's Wednesday prayer meeting. We have come to God to help us. We all have our bodies. Except, I don't think there's any man here that doesn't need the help of God. Even the richest of us still need God to help him. You might need God in the area of spirituality, which is Holy Ghost, or you are trusting for higher ground. God, there are certain areas in my life. See, I'm struggling. I need you to help me. And I tell you, he will give you that help. You are a drunkard. Only God can deliver you from drunkenness. You are somebody that is smoking. And you know you are not proud of it. Because if a fellow brother sees you smoking, you know you will not be fine. But there is somebody that can take that nature. Is God. That is the Ebenezer. You are poor, like as poor can be. You are needy. There is somebody that can give you help. Psalms chapter 121 told us, while we go to prayer, it said, I will lift up my heart, where? Unto the hills. From where cometh my word? Help. My help cometh from who? The Lord, who made what? Heaven. To tell you, God can help you, my sister. The Lord helping us will continue the next service. Let's bow our head. God is willing to help you if you are willing to surrender yourself to him. Several accounts that we can talk about, several cases that we can talk about. Our God is the God of help. Businessman, do you need the help of God? You say, I'm struggling in my business. I tell you, if God will not help you, nobody can help you in that business. It has to be God and God alone. Civil servants, farmer, business person, investor. Like some of us, we give money, give money, give money. We have to say, God, kilo shele, God. God, you did not promise me I'll be losing money. We have to get there. What is happening? Why will people cheat me? But why will certain things be going wrong? Lord, help me. We address him as Ebenezer. And I tell you, we answer. If we are sincere that way, we come to him like that. We can't be wasting money. I'm your son, Lord. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't know what humanize. I don't know why now. And if you are in that condition, God, you can confess your way. Confess your fault. Because he's willing to forgive. He's willing to bring you out of that dunghill. He was the one that helped Joseph. He was the one that helped Esther. Esther was a nobody. She was an orphan. Think of it. How will Esther have risen up from an orphan to a queen? Except God help her. I tell you, nobody would have remembered Esther. But because God had a program for her life. Look at Ruth. How will Ruth, according to that point of marrying that wealthy man, was? If it wasn't God that helped her, if she had thought like the other lady, Orpah, she wouldn't have received anything from God. She would have been defeated in her head, trusting God for help. Say, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Look at my husband, I've died. We look at me, no child. How long? Is this how my life will end? That is not how your life will end, sister. There is still hope for you. Even now, there is still hope for you. Don't give up on yourself because God has not given up on you. God has not said it is finished. Then why are you saying it is finished? It's not finished. Even this year, 2024, you can be saying, hey, Joseph, what are you saying? I'm telling you because me, I experienced that here. There is nothing God cannot do. Even before the year go half, if you are sincere, you take your request before God. Say, God, I am jobless. But I believe you that you can still give somebody a job. You have done it before for me. When I didn't know anybody, I didn't know president, I didn't know protocol. And you give me a sin figure, or you give me a hate figure, or whatever. You are still the same God. Say, God, you can do it again. And please, I want you to do it again for me. That your name alone can be glorified. Then, okay, if it is some business you want me to do, maybe now you are turning my face to something else. Yeah, my Lord, I tell you, God will show you great and marvelous things you have never experienced before. Taste, brother, taste, sister, and see that this God is good. You serve God, he can never, oh man. But the Bible said, what's that message now? Any man that loan God something, God cannot owe you anything. He will not owe any man anything. One time, Peter loaned God his boat. Like I said, you need to show God something. If you need to get to that point, brother, if you need to get to that point, sister, you need to fast this year, 2024. How many of us have fasted? This year, 2020, how many of us are lay and say, God, hear my mind. I'm tired. Help me. Instead, you help me. Nobody can help me. Brother, let me tell you something. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want you to watch yourself. The way you will know that you need the help of God, because Satan is very wicked. He will tell you that you are fine here, you are fine here, you don't need it. Look at every area of your life. If you see there is no growth, the only thing that is increasing is your years. I am 2024, multiply 30 years. 2025, come. If God help us, motivate 31. Ha! And nothing has changed. There's problem somewhere. If you're a sick person, you are having that sickness, and you are becoming like that, I tell you, Satan is wicked. You tell God, enough is enough. This one, doctor does not see, but there is somebody that sees. there is somebody that knows. I want you to take this thing away from me. Is it the same God in the time of Naaman? We had it. Naaman had a God in his life, but God cleansed his leprosy. Is that correct? God cleansed his leprosy. Another man in the New Testament, he was a leper. He also came to Jesus Christ. He remembered what happened. I said, God, cleanse me from this leprosy. Then is it you that God will not do? Brother said, let's go to God. Say, God, you done it for brother so so and so. Shefe call him Bini. Are you here? She in the answer me. Do you want to build house? Commit it to God. Do you want to buy people? Commit it to God. Are you sick? It's not a carnal thing. Are you sick? Say, God, take away this sickness from me. Are you here? You are jobless. And you are not happy with your condition. Going from pillar to post. I said, no, God, I don't want to continue like this. Me personally, I can tell you, I am a testimony. And like I said, I'm someone that has experienced the help of God in every area. Somebody can say, but you don't have all the millions. I don't need all the millions. The little that I have, I'm contented with it. I've experienced God in every area of my life. Is it the gift of God? I receive it. Is it the gift from men? Several times. Then I can come to that same God. Is he willing to help, brother? Is willing to help you, sister? He will carry you through. There's this song we used to sing. Ask Jesus to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Is willing to help you, my brother. Is willing to help you, my sister. He will carry you through. I met a woman, she said, oh God, don't understand. I'm having so much trouble. This is how many months now? I carried that problem last year. I carried it this year. I said, madam, God passed there. He said, amen. I tell you, God passed there. Go to God. Don't look that man is your problem. The problem is devil. But devil can be using somebody. The way you can go back. This was the children of Israel, right? What did God send to their enemy? God thunder. He sent them thunder. Pray to God. Say, God, I'm tired. God, the enemy has fought me so long. I want you to arise. I want you to fight for me. The way God will fight is none of your business. You just let God fight. Don't tell him how to do it. Like some of us will say, God, kill the man, kill the woman. No, leave God to fight the battle for you. Because the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. All you need to do is just talk to him. God, this is my problem. That's why we pray. Prayer is a means of communication with God. God, help me. I cannot help myself. Why other people are calling upon you? Do not pass me by. Look at that woman. Oh, God, have mercy. Look at that woman we had on Sunday again. We were reminded. That sinner. She brought the alabaster bowl. Because why? She remembered there was another woman like her. One time, when those Pharisees, they called her and they said, Master, look at this woman, we catch her in adultery. Terrible people, they didn't bring the man. And Jesus, oh man, I love God. He just took that. Begin to discern their heart. Begin to discern their heart. I said, whichever of you that do not have a sin, let him cast the first stone. One by one, God was exposing to each of them their life until they all left. Then Christ raised up and looked at the woman. Madam, where are your accusers? She said, they are all gone. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. The one we had on Sunday, when she did that service to God, what did Jesus say? He said, your faith, madam, your faith has saved you. Brother, sister, if you are a masturbator, you are not happy with it. There is somebody that can deliver you from masturbation. Young people, don't die in that condition. You are a lesbian. Don't be ashamed. There is somebody that can deliver you. Because I know we are living in that great day of corruption. You are a brother and you are a gay. It shouldn't even be hard in our midst. That is the level by which Satan can go. But I'm telling you, there is one that can help you. There is one that can deliver you from that nonsense. Talk to him this hour, brother. Talk to him this hour, sister. Cry to him. Deliver me, oh God. This certain thing, I can't help it. I see myself, anytime I go through that area, that passion will rise. God, deliver me. I am a gossiper. Lord, where we like we gossiping? Deliver me. I'm not happy with this. I am a come to do in this life. Other people are making progress. Other people are doing fine. I want to do fine. Why will you envy? Why will I envy? That is not the will of God for you. The God that blessed your brother, the God that blessed your sister, is more willing to bless you too if you also come that way. May God help us. Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him. He said, God, help me. We still got a few days in this year. Whatever it is that you are able to go, for those of you that make maybe targets and you give, you have goals, and you are looking, God, this one, I still believe you can help me. How you will do it, I don't know. Brother, that is what I'm telling you, something I've experienced. Many times I don't know, go, and you don't see somebody who just go, hey, brother Joseph, send me your account number. I say, hey, Shebo Shesia lady, I'm telling you physical now. Not to talk of spiritual. Certain battles sometimes I pay. You ask me for Joseph, how do you weather that storm? That time that it hit your family. I don't know. But I know it was God. When demon, I tell you, Satan, he came and faced me. It's not everything that we see on the pulpit. I knew Satan had entered my house. Even me personally, I was struggling. I know God, it's not hard to be used to help me at this hour. And God has helped. That's a testimony, brother, sister. If God can help me, he can help you. If he can help me in my marriage, he can help you in your marriage too. If he can help me in my life, he can help you too. If he can help me in my education, he can help you too. Don't give up on yourself. You can do it, my brother. You can do it, my sister. Because we can do all things through Christ that has given us strength. You say, are you here? You say, Bro Joseph, my brain cannot take book. That is the devil preaching to you. Don't listen to the devil. Listen to God. What? Satan is wicked. I was talking to somebody who said, Bro Joseph, my brain cannot take book. I said, what? You're a young man. Then I begin to, if God had not helped me and I'm experienced people in those conditions, I wouldn't understand what he was talking about. I said, God, you have to help this brother. Maybe you are like that in that condition. Don't listen to the devil. You just come to God, say, God, help me. I don't want to stop here. I want to stay advanced in life. But my brain is not taking much knowledge. How can I do it? I tell you, God will deliver. He's the one that has the final say. He's the one that has delivered people from depression. That demon of depression is dealt with tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. It's not the will of God that we suffer year in, year out. We try, we think, yeah, we know. It promised us that we will go through it in life. But it presents us for what? When we go through it, we come out. We go through it, we come out. But we don't want to go through it all the while. Lord, help me. You are the one that did help Elijah. You deliver him. Help me, O God. You are the one that helped Elisha. You deliver him. Help me, O God. You are the one that helped Samuel. Help me, O God. You are the one that helped Joseph. He was even thrown into prison when he didn't do nothing. Oh God, look at me. People have conspired against me. You know I didn't do this thing. You know that I didn't tell lies. You know I didn't steal. But look at what man has said. Oh God, help me. What? God can help you, brother. Government is after me. Authorities are after me. Look at what ESCC is saying. Just because I want to do something in life, Lord, help me. How will I make a headway? I want to also be successful in life. Help me, oh God. We must do something, brother, sister. Remember, it's a God that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Until you get to that point, until you touch God, that God sees that you are sincere, you're, in your heart is touching him. It's not much of the scream that we do, but your heart, let your heart touch God. The God that delivered Peter, the God that delivered Paul and Silas, is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you believing God for someone? Oh, somebody called me from the north. He said, Joseph, they have arrested one of our brother. He's in the prison. I said, wow. The best I can do is to pray for him.
He did like this, he did like that. I said, wow, could that brother do that? Well, if he did that, we'll have God for mercy for him and we'll be praying for him. If he also has faith, whereby God can still deliver. But talk to God, brother. Like Pastor would say, it is only God that he can serve. You have somebody that is battling with cancer? I tell you, it is only God that can heal cancer. Remember, doctors are still finding solutions to it. Even other diseases that they have solutions, it was God that gave them the knowledge. It was God that gave them the help. And everyone of us know cancer is very deadly. Not to talk of other diseases, tuberculosis and the rest of them. You know, loved ones that are going through this, pray, God, deliver my mama. Lord, deliver my father. Lord, deliver my brother. Deliver my sister. Deliver my cousin. My brother in church, my sister in church. Help that family. Deliver him, Lord. And God answer prayer, brother, sister. My family has been suffering. Lord, I'm not happy with this. I'm the head of the home. Maybe I'm not doing things right. I submit myself before you, Lord. Teach me your way, Lord. Teach me your precept. Help me. I want to be better. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better wife. Maybe I'm not leading my family well. Lord, teach me how to lead my family well. I acknowledge you that you are everything to me. Maybe I'm a wife. I don't know how to even mother my family. Teach me how to be a good mother. He's willing to help you, brother. He's willing to help you, sister. Ask him to help you. He will carry you through. He will carry me through. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Please can I have somebody at the piano? Let's sing that song. Why on others that were calling, do not pass me by. Want you to sing it with meaning. Want you to sing it with feeling before the pastor will pray for us. Aside those at the altar, if you're on your seat also, you have requests that you want God to help you. While we take that chorus twice, we request the pastor to please pray for us.
Savior, 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 Savior. Tonight, I don't want to go back with this trouble in my life. Oh Lord, do not pass me by. Oh Lord.
Drive their home, is not according to the road safety laws. Every way is road. Whether in the middle, on the right, or the left, one way anyway is a way for them. And so you just have to look very well before you take any step. And most of them, they will not even wait when they hit you. As long as they can escape, off they go. Whether you are dead, whether you are alive, they no concern them. So let us play our part. We know God is our protector, but let's play our part. May the Lord be our help. God bless you richly. Yeah, we trust the Lord that on Friday again we'll listen to the tape service. Trust that it will be a blessing unto us. It shall rise. The evangelist, traveled to Okeodun on Tuesday. That's yesterday. And they called when he got there and sent his greetings to everyone. Let's continue to remember him in prayers. And we are trusting that the Lord will give him great testimonies at the end of his missionary journey. God bless you. I say God bless you. Thank you. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting these petitions unto us, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ.